So the big question is this. How are gigging musicians like us, who don't make any money streaming, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we treat our music careers as online businesses in a way that lets us get our music and the things we believe in out to the world, yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jared Judge, and welcome to the Gigging Musician Podcast. What's up, gigging pros? It's Jared, and today I want to share some marketing advice that I've been reading a lot about in several books that I thought really most musicians don't think of their music in this way, but if they did and they started out with this, then it would help shape everything and it would make their lives a whole lot easier. So is it okay if I share that with you? Okay, cool. So this specific piece of advice is one part of a larger strategy that I've been studying very heavily as I build Book Live and the Gigging Secrets book and even growing my own string quartet, and it's been super effective. And it's thinking about what market do you serve? And there are, so I got this info from Russell Brunson. One of the most amazing set of books that I've read is .com Secrets and Expert Secrets and Traffic Secrets. That's kind of the playbook that I'm using. And all of those things teach you how to build a business by serving your ideal customer. And don't let that scare you, because as a musician, you serve an ideal customer. You might not just have thought about it yet, but there are people who are benefiting from your music. And if you realize that and figure out what motivates them, you'll figure out how to serve them better, which in turn makes you more in demand, gets you more bookings, gets you more sales of your album, gets you more sales of merch. And so figuring out what market you're in is critical, because that's kind of the start with why moment. Why do you do this? And if you figure that out, everything that you do following that becomes easier. And so Russell Brunson says that there are three markets total, and these are very broad, very generically categorized, but the three markets are that of health, wealth, and relationships. So any product or service that we put out into the world, which our music is a service, they can serve more than one, but it is the most effective if you are speaking to one of those three categories: health, wealth, or relationships. So think about your music. Which of those three categories would you say you serve? And I'll give some examples just to kind of help you think through that. But in the health market, when I think of musicians who serve the health market, the first thing that comes to mind is music therapy. You know, somebody who uses their music, maybe plays guitar and sings, and performs a medical treatment using music as the vehicle for healing. Other health-related music might be like somebody who accompanies yoga, or even, in a way, I guess, music teachers, in a way, are teaching students how to deal with frustrating situations through music. That could be health-related. Now, the second one is wealth. And when I'm thinking about wealth, I think about how do you help somebody generate wealth. And so the first thing that comes to mind with here is who uses music to generate wealth. I mean, a bar uses music to attract more customers so that they spend money on alcohol and food. So to me, a bar manager is typically in the wealth market. But it also is complicated, because I think a lot of bar managers who don't really run their business as well feel like they're more in the relationships business, and that's why it gets confusing. And I'm not going to go into that. I have a lot of thoughts about bars. Watch Bar Rescue if you haven't. It's such a fun show. Anyway, so the third one, the third market, is relationships. And who uses music to improve relationships? To me, the thing that comes to mind is the wedding business. That's all about relationships. You know, my wedding string quartet serves the relationship market because we help couples set their relationships on fire as they walk down the aisle to live music. And we also help them build relationships with their friends and family who come to attend and they remember the wedding forever because there was live music there. So we've got three markets that music serves. Health, which again was how does your music help people look good, feel good, and be more healthy. The second market is wealth, which is how does your music help somebody make money. And then the third one is relationships, which is how does your music help improve relationships that people have between each other. So I'm issuing a challenge to you. Think about your music and your output, and I want you to think about and figure out which one of those three do you serve the most. Do you serve the health market? Do you serve the wealth market? Do you serve the relationships market? And once you figure that out, I want you to dig deep into that market and figure out how do you make all of your messaging, your marketing, all the materials you put out, all of the emails that you write, all of the stuff you say on the phone, how do you serve that market better? How do you essentially amplify your positioning in that market so that you can be more effective in the way that you sell whatever it is that you're selling? So think about that and start to use that. And I'm curious as to those of you who take me up on this challenge, how does this impact what you do? How does this impact your numbers? Does this help you book more gigs? Does this help you sell more albums? Does this help you book more music therapy appointments? I really want to know. And join us on the Gigging Musicians Facebook groups, facebook.com/groups/giggingmusicians. Or just shoot me a quick note on email, you know, jared@booklive.com. And I hope that this helps you, because they don't teach this stuff in music school or lessons. And it's my job, it's my calling to provide marketing tips to musicians to help them accomplish their goals faster and more effectively. And if I'm doing that, even if it's just for one person, then I'm accomplishing my goal. So thanks for listening. If you like this, go ahead and get a free copy of my newest book, Gigging Secrets. It shares with you 23 underground tips to make a living through your music. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling at giggingsecrets.com. And remember, you are just one gig away.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. If you like this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post on Instagram, letting me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes. That will help me serve you better. Also, I would love to invite you to my upcoming 5-day full-time music challenge. Just give me 5 short days and I will show you a step-by-step plan to make real consistent income with your music. It's totally free, and you can register on fulltimemusicchallenge.com. That's fulltime, one word, no dash in between, fulltimemusicchallenge.com. Thanks again, and I hope to see you in my next challenge.